We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What, so your PE teacher, the Australian PE teacher, wasn't even a PE teacher.
Yeah, he was a maths teacher, bro. It's a Stuart.
That's North West, though.
He'll just pull up.
I know that man there. He teaches maths like, there's three footballs here. If I take away two, how many you got?
If I've got a back four, and one of them goes into the midfield, what is X?
Let's do it. Four takeaway one. Literally. Got back four.
I saw my PE teacher selling CDs outside of Coco, you know.
He said what?
I saw my PE teacher selling CDs outside of Coco like 2 years ago.
Oh, do you know what? My teacher worked with me in Debenhams for a bit still.
What?
He got sacked.
I forgot about that.
He got sacked.
Well, he said redundant.
You're a respectful guy for rating him still, you know. Did you call him sir in that still?
What?
You did, didn't you?
No.
You called him
the
Tim.
The minute I saw her, now it was a woman.
Oh, it was a woman.
Well, go on, Dawn, man.
The closest thing I say to seeing a teacher is when I was on a date. And
Joe,
then someone,
it?
Yeah, I see a prison officer.
Joe, I knew.
Someone
it.
Was like, Osborne. I was like, huh?
Joe.
You know my surname? It's my girl now. So I was on a date. She's like,
your girl's up?
No, my girl now. I was on a date with her. My first date with her.
That's a bad job right now. For your woman. I'm telling you.
Poet, this episode is sponsored by NordVPN, as you may know.
NordVPN.
NordVPN is the safest, fastest way to protect your data online, at home, or abroad. And if you want to watch football, but it's not available in your region, just change your virtual location with Nord and you're set.
You can get cheaper flights and hotels with this too.
I'll slow down, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm airing. I'm going to check it out.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas.
NordVPN.
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 Our link gets you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan.
And there's no risk with Nord 30-day money back guaranteed.
The link is in the description box below.
NordVPN.
Oh, 1, 2, 3. NordVPN.
Okay, let me confess something to you lot, because you lot are all my brothers, and I think I can be vulnerable today.
Oh, come on, man, open up.
Whoa.
Bro, you just came back as well. Like, bro, you don't want to ban, you know.
Okay, all right.
Ah, well, long story short, there was a clear out at my house, my mum's house, and she found some photos, and we found a photo of me as, I want to say, a 6-7-year-old. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show it to Lippy first. Lippy, you react. Yeah? All right, let me just rotate.
Is that what T-shirt I think it is?
Yeah.
Let me see. I respect it.
Look what he's wearing, bro.
I respect it. I'm going to
send it to Greg and Felix. You lot can blur out.
Can you let us know what shirt it is, please?
It's the yellow JVC Arsenal shirt, but it's definitely fake.
Worn by Bergkamp.
Definitely fake.
Don't matter that it's fake.
Nah, it's not definitely fake.
It matters a little bit.
You want to tell you why it's not definitely fake? Because I was around them days, and you know, getting fakes was probably more expensive than getting a real.
Okay, I've been honest with you lot. Can you lot be honest back? Have you lot wore anyone of us?
I have.
As a youth,
I used to wear the same Arsenal shirt. Because of Ian Wright. Ian Wright was there. I was a huge fan of Ian Wright. So people would mistake me for supporting Arsenal, but I didn't support Arsenal. I literally just loved Ian Wright, and my dad would buy me the shirt.
Ian Wright didn't have merch.
Yeah, so.
That's it.
He did. He had the big head and a couple things.
Yeah, he did have the merch. He had the t-shirts like that as well.
Come on.
Oh, please.
He did.
Ian Wright had that shirt.
He did. Bro, I got like two.
When Steve was seven.
Yeah, when he's doing the ball goal on the front and
that. Brother.
Come on, man.
Come on, the market.
Wrigley Road.
Come on, man. You went around.
All right, cool. I was out around. No one else is going to be honest.
My dad used to make me wear Liverpool. I had one Liverpool shirt.
Your dad made you, yeah?
Yeah, the Reebok.
Did you cry?
I just see the picture, man, innit?
So you didn't support Liverpool, did you?
Nah, nah.
That's like I didn't support Arsenal, see?
So your dad supports Liverpool, yeah?
Yeah, my dad's a Liverpool man.
Poet, I've seen you in Tottenham.
Yeah, I had to work for Spurs, so I wore the Spurs jersey and Derby County, because obviously the family played for them. So
that ain't.
Like, that don't really count, does
them
it?
Other teams don't count. Wait
a minute. Derby don't count now.
Spurs is bad. I wore Sheffield United.
That's it don't count.
Shut
don't
up,
count.
Man.
I have.
I know what you're doing.
Have you wore Everton?
Where am I going to get one of those from?
Shop.
Toilet.
The shop.
I know where toilet paper, bro.
Ah, well, I've been honest with everyone, innit?
Hummel.
Yeah, I respect that. Honesty is the best policy.
I'm going to ask you another question about honesty. In 2 days, what are you doing? It's Wednesday today. And Friday, it's 14th.
Mm. Oh, it's actually parents' evening.
What?
You know, daddy.
On Valentine's Day.
You ain't no daddy. Who's the pappy? Who's the pappy?
So what's that got to do with you, cuz?
Listen, just know that on Friday the 14th, it's parents' evening, and that affects my day.
He's dating a head teacher.
Valentine's, man.
Yeah.
So what did you think we were talking about?
Why are you talking about parents' evening?
I don't recognize Valentine's Day.
Neither do I.
It's a social construct, isn't it?
Yeah,
we don't subscribe to those.
Paul, you don't recognize it?
I'm gonna cop the queen some chocolate, some flowers and everything there. But newborn, we can't go nowhere.
You lot want to start the worst episode ever?
Mm. Yeah.
We're gonna talk about every worst. We're halfway through the season, we're gonna talk about every worst there is. Worst manager, worst player, worst signing, biggest flop.
Hey.
Worst filthy fella performance?
What happened to the tables, by the way?
Worst. This is the worst table. I can't lie.
Bro, I haven't been here for a while. What happened?
I don't know. I came in one time and I was shoulder to shoulder with a man.
Brother,
the
we've
next
done...
man was right here.
We've done 12 NordVPN reads and we've lost tables.
I just think the circle table, it makes it. It's a fighting table.
Mm.
Well, that's what we're trying to encourage that.
Man, you know what it's for, so we can all go in the middle and just like
your hands.
I just think it's a fighting gosh. Thing. I just think when you see man sitting around a round table and they're not eating, it's they're either gonna scuff or they're arranging a scuff.
Gloves boxing. Are off. Gloves are off. Yeah, Johnny Nelson. Yeah. It's true.
Is that table's circled, the face to face thing? Johnny. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, there you go. That's why.
And they always sit with their chair backwards.
I don't rate that though. You know?
Like some cow. Yeah,
I don't rate that. Yeah. Man.
If you're a real one, it's mad uncomfortable.
Is that like police intimidation? Like that's where it spurs.
It's mad
now.
Uncomfortable. Your legs are too far. Like, no man's supposed to sit.
What is it? Like, you could just get up quickly and just fight. Instant.
I think you could just grab the chair and just swing.
Yeah, that's what they move like in films. But if you really
the films, with it, yeah. Have you seen the films where the policeman calls you into the interrogation room? He spins the chair around.
He hasn't seen
down.
The film, bro. He is the film. We're talking. About.
His life is the film, cuz.
What you reckon the policeman can spin the chair around in the
on you? Yeah.
They can do that and it's getting no comment, bro.
I'm sitting like this.
That is uncomfortable. And it's that, see?
But I can stand up and fight straight away though. I don't have to get back up the chair, you feel me? I'm just, yo.
Ooh, okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. Makes sense. Like this, it's like, what did you say, bro?
You got to scoot.
Yeah, the scoot. You lose a second, it's true.
Yeah, that's not tough.
But I'll be honest though, you're supposed to sense danger. It's like, you got to be like Grav. You've got to be
the worst thing you've said.
Who do you reckon has been the worst Premier League team this season?
You know what? I think it's been Man United. I'll be real. Really? I was going to say something.
I'd agree with that.
I think it's been.
It's Southampton.
No, I don't mean you didn't expect anything.
The
from
team that got promoted, yeah. Is not gonna, they're gonna be fighting, they're doing what they're meant to do. Yeah. United told me they got an aneurysm.
No.
Who else did you lot buy that was meant to be good? I can't even remember, man. Agate, did like, put it this way, if they finish eighth, yeah, it'll be a good season.
I'll be honest,
it'll be a great season.
And I always know I get to do the Bruno thing. I agree with him. It's Manchester United. Bruno's not as bad as I make out online, honestly. Yeah. But he's the only player you have that is top six quality. Everybody else.
No.
The goalie.
Amad is top six quality.
Who?
Amad Diallo is top six quality.
He does it. He's good. He does it in bursts. And you know what he's got? He's got a bigger engine than most. Yeah, you see it? Yeah. He's got a bigger engine than most.
Who's this?
Amad. You see, he kills teams late. Yeah. You see, like, 90 minutes is doing nothing. 91.
That's a lie.
Duke.
That's a lie. That's a big
lie. It's not a lie. It's not a lie.
It is a lie.
That's why Anarim don't trust him to start him against us and other teams that matter. Because he can't. Cool. He's not going to do nothing. You just get shut down early in this
game. Have you got another contender?
All these goals are late. All of them.
Have you got another contender for worst team?
Can I throw a contender?
Can you come back to me?
Go on, Polsky.
I don't think it's Manchester United. I think if you take a look at Manchester United over the course of time, they've progressively got. They're a really inconsistent side. So you might get third one season, you might get eighth the next season, you might get fifth. They've consistently been that since Ferguson hasn't been there. So this, you called it. I think one of you lot called said they were going to be bad. The team that I've been a little bit surprised at is Spurs. Spurs last season, with Ange, I was thinking to myself, okay, maybe they can push on and do a little bit better. But where they are currently, I never saw this happening. This to me is terrible.
Where are they? 14th?
14th, page 2.
I hear it.
Are we going to acknowledge context in this though? Man United
though. What? With
injuries and that, but they've lost like they're probably some of their biggest players.
Yeah, but I think all of
their biggest players, bro.
I think they're bad as
I hear
well.
It, like. But I said this before. I'm sorry. I said this before you lot came in. I was talking about the game. And I said it here as well. Bournemouth versus Newcastle. I did not recognise one man on that bench for Bournemouth.
Ten
and the game
starters.
Finishes 4-1.
Starters.
So they had 10 starters. They didn't have no one. Spurs, I get you've had bad injuries over the course of time, but that is also to do with the fact that the signings that you've made, Dragosin and these man, not good enough.
I've got a team.
Playing Archie Gray centre-back, not good enough.
Steve, I've got a team.
Yeah, I was gonna say Spurs, but I think Villa.
What?
Worst team of the season.
Do you know what?
Lame land.
Brother, I'm literally remember at the start of the season, you guys all putting them in your top three.
I didn't put Villa in your top three.
I can't wait to revisit the episode.
Top three.
They were definitely in the top four. They were definitely top four. So the fact that they're eighth, for me, with the signings they made as well, they've got a couple good strikers, they've got good wingers.
Who did they buy? They bought
Philogy at the start, who's gone already.
He's gone to Ipswich.
That's bad. What else did they get?
Do Onana for 50 mil, boys. Come on, allow me.
I really remember. You lot all have forgot that you all, I argued it.
My top three was City, Liverpool, Arsenal.
Top four, 100%.
Yeah, no, top four. If you said top four, it's just because of the way you framed the conversation. You said top three. I don't really imagine anyone thinking that Villa are better than City,
they did,
Arsenal,
they
or Liverpool.
They did. We'll get the episode. If someone could get the episode up.
I just think to say that Villa's been the worst team this season, I'm not trying to take the piss. You lot sat me down here after we drew with them at home and said we're in a crisis in second because we drew with them. I said it wrong.
Yeah.
That's suggesting that they're bad. But it weren't a mad thing that we drew with them. It's like it's Aston Villa. You get me? Villa are
where did you expect? So where did we expect United to finish?
Top four.
I said 12th. As like to take the piss, okay, so but then it was real. No, because I thought they'd finish about seventh or eighth.
I thought that as well.
Seventh or eighth,
but they're the worst.
They're your 13.
Right, let me pose something to you.
Lost 11 games.
Let me pose something to you. Look, Manchester City.
I think they're the worst.
Hear me out.
Now, do you know what? Land
conceded more than United.
Stinks
somehow. I'm seeing Nunes right back. I don't like it every week. Like this guy's scratching up his head. It's always just very, very bad.
Sounds good.
Do you know what it is? The reason why I wouldn't put
two
City
wins
there,
then top four.
I get it. And I wouldn't put Villa.
We don't know that they're finished there, though.
Villa are 6 points off top four, which we just found out from Greg and Felix. And City are probably going to finish top four. Mm. So, like, with the season that's left, I'm like, they're probably going to do well. But the team that's not going to do well, doesn't matter if you gave them an extra season, for me, is Spurs. This is terrible.
City are doing the worst, though, compared to expectations.
100%.
Oh, yeah. And compared to 100%. Expectation.
If you're going to say something here, and I think that's what we should, like, we're doing it on expectations.
Yeah, when
right?
you're thinking about the worst team is expectation versus the reality of where they're actually at. And okay, Man so City.
If that's the metric, honestly, it's Man City.
That ain't the metric. Because let's have it right. If we was to do the worst team in the league, it's probably the team that's bottom of the league.
Exactly.
It's a league table for this. But we're trying to, you get me?
That's what I'm saying, expectations versus reality.
So that's why I'm, but I'm thinking though, but like you said, I think City are...
They can salvage something.
Yeah, they can salvage something.
Going back to Villa, because you went back to Spurs and we got a fighter, which I don't think Villa's done terrible.
But again,
expectation. If Villa don't finish in the top four, for me, that's terrible.
I understand what you're
saying. Terrible. Considering where they was last year.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
How about this, Steve-O, though? For Steve-O, look at a lot of teams that go Champions League for the first time in a period of time. They do usually have questions.
You're right with that.
Newcastle, you know, they weren't too good.
Do you think maybe you just don't like them because they're claret and blue as well?
No. I'm doing pure expectation.
Do you not war them for that?
No, I don't. But obviously, if I'm going to do the worst team, I'm going to do what he said, Southampton. Bottom of the league, they are the worst team for a reason. But if we're doing expectation from the start of this season, when we sat at this table, the square tables before, we put Villa right up there. Right up there. Triangle, yeah. We put the, you know what I mean? So if we're doing expectation, I'm saying that's going to be around the same. Spurs are worse, but we...
Terrible.
No, but we put Spurs top 10, no? That's what I'm saying.
They're 14th. Yeah,
so that's four places off, same as Villa.
They're closer to relegation than top 10. Like, my thing is, it might... No, but with Spurs... I see Spurs going further down the table. I'm not saying they're going to get relegated. Man United, I think, might go a bit further up. Nah. Villa, I think, might go further up. But I do not see Spurs on
Spurs
page one.
Spurs have had injuries for
I just thought of something.
What?
On Sunday, Spurs play United.
Oh my God.
They'll win.
The mid-off.
I tell you
The loser wins.
Mid-off. I tell you what happens
The loser
there.
Wins.
Home or away? United. Spurs.
Away.
Ooh. What, you got them at Spurs?
Yeah.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Oh, you might win.
I reckon you win.
Yeah,
it's true.
If you had them, we'd lose. 100%.
United are going to win.
The loser wins, isn't it?
I think United will beat them.
United going to beat them, bro.
I think United will
But you know me, why I put Manchester United there is because just the price of the players, the price in, like, when you go through the whole team, no one's less than 40.
Yeah, but Loons, that's unfair. They've had two managers this season, for one.
Bro.
No, but Loons, I'm saying to you, you're looking at it. It's not an ideal situation. So to expect an ideal from it is weird to me. But with Spurs, I have to keep going back
Spurs
to
Spurs have lost all their players, though.
But imagine this.
And the keeper.
All right, cool. Imagine this. Everyone gets injuries for a season. I don't think everyone has two managers. So that's a unique situation for Manchester United. With Spurs, all they've had is injuries. I spoke about Bournemouth having injuries, going away to Newcastle, winning 4-1 quite convincingly. Injuries are something everyone goes through. Page two, Anya Gaffer, at the start of the season, said, I'm known to win trophies in my second season. I'm going to. He got knocked out of the semi-finals embarrassingly by you lot, and I do not see him progressing in Europe.
Wait, that's a great point.
Can I counter that specific point?
Poet and Lippy, where do you think you'll be? Where do you think Arsenal would be if they lost Gabriel and Saliba for most of the season?
Well, we saw what happened. I don't reckon.
I'm not saying you'll be a Spurs. I'm just asking where you think you'll be.
I don't see the point of that though.
Because Tottenham lost like their main two centre backs, no? Romero and
they lost the whole.
All right, so watch this. So they've lost. They've had loads of injuries, yeah.
Yes.
Arsenal had loads of injuries, bro. Right now,
I'll ask you a very specific question, though.
Yeah, but they've got loads of injuries.
We've lost Odegaard for three months. We've lost Saka.
We've lost Jesus.
And you complained about it at the time.
Let me just say it, yeah, because I get what Poet's saying about the Spurs situation and all that. But Spurs, again, have injuries, yeah. I'm just saying, when does like a quality 11 players on a pitch is supposed to turn out performances regardless of who the gaffer is? Manchester United have got, I watch that and I watch 40 mil, 50 mil, 70 mil, 80 mil. I watch this on the pitch and they get brushed aside by a team in 18th. Outplayed, out everything. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they gas these players. And this is why, for me, I put them in my metric. They are the worst performers.
At least their chairman's trying to change things with Spurs and just still there.
I think we should all try to decide, but for this one, we can't decide. So on Sunday, Whoever loses wins that one.
Yeah. That's fair.
This is set up perfectly.
That's fair. Spare sweaty palms on Sunday.
Steve does say Villa though, which could still happen as well. They could be the worst.
I say City.
I'll be honest with you. I think I was just throwing them in the hat.
Especially with their Jan.
But what I would say, if Villa drop out of the top six, then it's definitely a stinker.
I agree.
100%. I think out of top four is still a stinker though.
We're letting a couple teams off the hook. I can't lie.
Is it worse if City finish outside the top three?
Nah.
It's worse than Villa's finish out of top six.
If you ain't got no Champions League, that's bad.
You lot, fifth gets Champions League this year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Fifth gets Champions League.
Oh, so we still got a chance. Anyway, worst manager so far, boys. Who's the first manager that comes to your head?
Ruben.
What are you talking about, bro?
Definitely Anna Ribben.
Ruben.
Hey, Paul, can I just say, so you think you got a little thing with Ange going on here?
I think these two got a little thing.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah?
You can get one or two, three injuries, but to have your whole back five, when your team's even like based on that, even the keeper, that's hard to manage. So the guy, just like Man United as a club, it's tough when you have to have two managers. I think if you lose all of your defence,
it's worse.
So can I just say one thing off the back of that? My problem is this. If you have your first team defence and you have a way of playing with your first team and then they all get injured and you pretend that your first team's still there and you play the same way, then good on you. Hope everything bad happens.
You're not playing your circumstances. I hear that to a certain extent, but it's the whole back four.
It's not Pedro Porro's been playing. So let's not do that.
That's one guy.
Adolgi come back recently.
Let him finish, lads.
Van de Ven has been playing odd game here and then. I can show you.
Let Lippy finish, boys.
Go on, you go, Lins.
No. He is right with the Pedro Porro shot, yeah, because that is their starting right back. And Dookie's dead there, hitting the bar and everybody.
Spence played last game, no?
He's playing left back.
He's cold,
he's
by the
been
way.
Playing, he's cold, he's right cold. No, he's been playing left back, bro.
He's been playing, but he played right back last game, I'm sure.
I'd have seen Pedro Porro, but we're not going to go back and forth about that.
You should
have. But Spurs, the situation with them, I get the five defenders are out. But it's just, I didn't think that all falls back down to recruitment. And they say recruitment don't fall back onto management. But, yeah. No, it ain't. Okay. Hey, do you see Daniel Dubois's phone? We'll go back to that after. But what I say it's Ruben is in this.
The hate's in your throat.
Shame is in your throat. Throat is mad. I'm saying why it's Ruben is because what? 15 games, 4 wins.
2 months.
15 Premier League games, 4 wins.
Bad.
9 losses.
Bad.
My boys, that is...
It's bad. Bro,
Real Madrid, you lose your job. Any big club, you lose your job.
100.
Any big club, you lose your job.
Different circumstances. Pedro was right back last game.
Thank you.
Okay. Who?
Pedro was right back.
Are we
last game.
Right back? Okay.
We don't care.
Yeah, so I just think, why I think it's him is because the same thing what Poet's screaming about Ange, you lose all this, you're going to have to adjust to what you got. My man stepped in with basically League One tactics because he thinks because they beat City. Plymouth beat Liverpool, bro. You get what I'm saying, innit? Sporting Lisbon's one of their best players is at Burnley. Burnley bought him. Marcus Edwards, big you up.
He's not one of their best players.
He was one of their best players. I watched him balling out, number 10. He wore number 10.
When did you watch it?
Couple years. That's true. So he didn't play for them?
Bro, he didn't play for them. He was signed to them. Of course he played for them.
All right, cool. They signed a striker from Coventry. He's now the best striker in Europe. He couldn't get a move into the Prem when he's at Coventry.
And now he's good.
Let's not do this. This is championship tactics. He's trying to bring to the Prem. He's not adjusting. He's got Euro out there wide, deep waters, drowning every game. Every game.
Loons, let me ask you.
Yes.
Would Ange, who's on his second season with all his signings, his players, not be held to the fire closer than Ruben, who's come in just off the back of...
Manchester United is a bigger establishment than Tottenham, for one. I don't think 15 games, eight or 9 losses is Manchester United level.
Okay, but is Ange not in bigger trouble than Ruben?
No, he's got injuries to blame. He's got injuries to blame. Ruben is just rotating.
Right, I can ask you a question
with
then.
His formation.
When did you change your gaffer?
November.
So that means from August, September, October, which is 3 months, and then you have November, December, January, and then February's kind of started. How many games has he lost?
8, 9.
So if you've lost 8, 9 games, that means my
man... And Ten Hag lost 4.
And you've lost 11 games. Bruv, how has he managed to lose more games
than Ten Hag in less time? In less time.
That's fine.
With the same team.
But it's still Ange.
With the same team that Ten Hag had.
All right, boys, new manager. Go on.
Steve, I was so used to telling me about Pep earlier. He's in high, he's got to throw his name in there.
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing, it depends again. Like, I'm not going to let him do, what did he didn't get four trophies last year, did he?
Nah,
like,
he got
three
one.
Last year. He don't become a bad manager overnight. So I'm not going to say he's the worst manager in the league. Like, you know what I mean? But, but his name's got to be thrown in there.
He's going through some things, isn't it?
Performing the worst. But then as a human, I'm going to say he's got trouble at home and all the rest of
Montoya.
It.
Montoya. Montoya.
Nah, man.
Montoya. You see, Temptation Island, Montoya.
You watch the American version, though.
The American version is crazy. No, but the Spanish thing's mad.
Wait, are you man talking about Spanish Love Island?
Temptation Island. She's going crazy, bro. Anita is going crazy in these streets.
Boys, let me put my foot down. It's Pep.
What?
Nah.
So far, if you say so far. Nah.
It's Pep. Big expectations. Come the next year, he's had a massive hangover. Divorce maybe got him cool, but he scratched up his own head. Not me.
Yeah. For real.
Then he got angry in Jan and spent, 200 plus mil?
Mm-hmm.
And what we looking at? Leighton Orient almost flipping moved to
I know.
Almost.
You man have been talking about Ange and Ruben persisting with tactics even though they don't have the place for it. And we're seeing Pep keep playing the same tactic with Nunes right back, with all these, he's trying to make up for Rodri and all of that stuff. And what
all
are they
those
doing?
Same players have won everything though.
Bro, look at the circumstances, bro. He don't have the play. He needs Rodri for the system that he wants to play. He don't have him, and he knows he don't have him for most of the season, and he's still persistent to play the way that he wants to play.
Right, let me stop you right there.
Go on.
You just spoke in 1.5 because you thought someone was going to jump in.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Like, I understood it.
I don't get much airtime. I got to try and get my point in, bro.
So has Pep built the best one-man team in the league ever?
So what happens if Liverpool lose Salah? What do you lot reckon?
When you lost Van Dijk, it was quite peak for you.
We didn't just lose Van Dijk though. We lost Matip, Gomez.
Same as Tottenham's done. But I'm saying, when you lost Van Dijk.
No, but we was playing Hendo. We was playing Hendo and Fabinho at centre-back.
He's playing, what's his name? Little boy.
Come on, man.
Archie Gray.
And
Archie Gray don't start in their centre.
Just be real and say that happened to you and it messed you up.
And we finished third.
Yeah. When you won the league the year before, smashed it.
We're not 13th, bro. Where are they? 16th.
Spurs were never at the top of the table, though. So we're talking in comparison. You lot went from the best team in the world
to the third best team.
Just nearly. Remember, you was out of the league. You was in 8th at one stage. Then you went on a run, yeah? Because you lost your players. So losing players, your key players, can hurt a team.
He's beating you up right now.
Steve-O's strategy. Do you know what?
I understand that. I say is Ruben... It's because he's got the same players that Ten Hag lost 4 times with. The exact same lot. He's weakened them. He's got rid of 2 wingers, not bringing no one in, brought in a left back, played him right back.
He ain't brought no one in, but he brought in a left back.
Stop. No, he ain't brought no wingers.
That ain't my point.
2 wingers.
Wait. That wasn't my point. The point is,
yeah,
Manchester injuries City cost. Losing Rodri, a one-man team, can hinder your team, just like when Van Dijk got injured for you lot, he dropped you right out.
Just Van Dijk though.
Don't worry, boys. Don't worry.
Right, let me throw a name in.
Go on, throw a name in.
Because everyone wants to cuss him other than today for
throw
some
him.
Reason.
Throw it.
Go on.
Throw it.
Arteta. Mikel Arteta.
Yeah, man. Thank you, Lippy.
I'm so happy you
Let's
said
have
that.
It right, innit? Because if we're saying, for me, you see this whole make a new tactic thing. Like, that's easier said than done. You feel me? You got a match next week. You feel me? Tactics take months sometimes to get right, innit? So my thing is, with Arteta now, City, you can say fatigue. I think Pep's only mistake is he didn't recruit early enough. You see, when he got Doku and all of these, man, he should have got like 6 other men as well.
Facts.
But he thought it would be all right. It wasn't. And I think with us now, it's similar, but like, it's a thing where we were almost there, innit? You can see what we need. They're talking about it. The pundits are talking about it at half time sometimes. Raw, these men need a 9. They need this. They need... But we're just not. We're not getting them. You feel me?
Is that down to the manager then?
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I don't believe in this myth that like there's people sitting upstairs in this magical room that's not allowing you to. We went and got Havertz. We got Calafiori, Marino.
But you got to look at the timing though, because he did come out in an interview and say like, more or less, it's beyond my power. Think about it, Lippy. I can make you manager of this spot. But if it's my spot, you can never tell a man I'm taking the money. You can never. I own it. You're just a manager.
So hear this though. This is your spot,
yeah?
You give the first, you say, Lippy, key. I'm giving you the keys to the John
yeah.
pattern. You come in here now, the set is orange and purple. Yeah? It's dead. We're calling it something else. Filthy with a PH now.
Mm.
Yeah? I've changed it up. When I come and ask you for money again, you know what you're going to say, Paul? No, brother. Because I saw what you done with the last spread. I saw Marino.
Mm.
Calafiori decent.
He's good.
Yeah? Raheem, what's he doing? And it's
Edu.
Huh? Edu's gone.
Edu's gone. So but I remember there was like last year or even in the summer. Has he gone by the summer? Because you lot was praising Edu before.
Edu's cut because Arteta like will overrule the thing.
Okay.
We don't know this for sure though.
I think it's for sure.
Come on.
I think we heard that for sure.
Look, this is all I will say. If the worst manager is the Arsenal manager and he's second and third in the Champions League, that doesn't make sense to me. I think it's, and do you know what? And with Pep, I don't think it's fair as well, because I think to try and say five titles in a row, when I think about it now, it's absolutely crazy. The fact that he's done four titles in a row, I think there are things that are out of his control. I just think the Kevin De Bruyne's, the Bernardo Silva's, the big guys, they're not motivated like that. They need a new environment. So back to Tottenham gaffer.
But shouldn't Pep know that?
Huh?
Shouldn't Pep know that about his players?
Yeah, but when again, I think we need to stop giving so much credit to managers. This is not Football Manager. This is not FIFA. If I own something, if I own something and I say their man are playing or their man are, if I'm not saying they can go, you've got to use them players, bro.
No.
So the owner of what do you mean? No, the owner of Man City.
This is Pep, bro.
If the owner of Man City, no, brother, please. The owner of Man City, you think he cares that much about what Pep says?
You think they can dash Pep?
100%.
You think that man can dash Pep after what he done for them?
My bro, I can tell you right now, Kevin De Bruyne and Bernardo Silva want to move. They want to move. And I'm telling you right now, Pep Guardiola has numerous times said, if somebody wants to go, I will not stand in their way. So the only person that could potentially be standing in their way,
I might debunk that. Because I know that Bernardo Silva has been wanting to go for probably the last three or five years.
Like, yeah.
Pep talks him out of it every single year. I'm not saying he blocks it, but he talks him out of it and says, look, I need you, da-da-da-da.
Of course. So he does something for his friend that he doesn't want to do. The same way, if someone said, oh, Cole shop for me, and I'm like, no, long thing. And then they convinced me just one time to go shop. I still don't want to go, but I'll do it for you. So Bernardo Silva, I'm not saying that, he's probably saying for Pep, all right, cool, but I want to leave, bro. I still want to leave. I'm Spanish.
But if
Portuguese,
Pep is asking him to stay, I say that I need you, and then he does stay, and you're saying it's nothing to do with Pep, it's the higher ups. You can't blame the higher ups if Pep is asking him to stay and he's staying. It's Pep's fault.
That's what we've been told, but like what Poet's saying, Pep says anyone wants to go, they could go. Julian, now we've seen it with Manchester City.
Carl Walker.
You see them. He says my biggest, strongest, fastest defender's gone. You get what I'm saying? He said that. But when it was Bernardo Silva, when you hit that was a nail on the head for me, and Kevin De Bruyne, Kevin's been flirting with Saudi for time.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has. He's been saying 100%. The money there changed my life, making more money than I've ever earned.
And think about this, let me just back him right here. One thing we spoke around this table and said is a lot of managers today are midfielders. So I don't think a lot of midfield managers are going to let their midfielders go. Their whole team is centered around midfield. So defenders, you can get lost. Strikers, you might be able to get lost. But a midfielder manager like Pep Guardiola, having Rodri, Bernardo Silva, and Kevin De Bruyne, I promise you, I have every other player.
Don't want to break that.
Who's the big players that have left City recently that they've let go?
Julian Alvarez. That's a massive one.
Player.
Massive one. That's Raheem, massive
Sterling,
enough.
Sterling.
Mahrez.
Walker. Okay.
It's big players though.
Big players, bro.
Ethnic people.
Oh yeah. Pep's the worst.
I think it is Ange. I can't lie. He's a mess.
Oh. Ange.
Yeah, you know what it is? I hate when he says, all right, mate. I hate that, man.
Nah, he talks very deep when he loses.
I goes, all right, mate. I hate that.
I just feel like Australian people get leeway in life.
Like, just like Bianca.
Their sense of humor is a bit mid.
Nah, it's like,
you need to be careful.
What? Nah, but just let me learn. I just think, like, do you remember on a school days thing, the PE teacher, PE. He didn't really know nothing. He was just Australian.
Yeah.
Wore shorts.
Yeah.
Every day.
I know what you mean. The PE teacher's Australian. At football, he's saying, yeah, you can throw it in on corners, lads.
Yeah, literally. Wait, he's doing nothing.
Throw in on corners. You can catch it. Midfield, you can catch it. He said, James, in the game, this game's
Australian
cool.
Rules.
You're young and that, lad. Catching the level, bro.
Man had a maths teacher, Mr. Stewart. He died.
Yeah.
Would he fall off, sorry?
He might have, because he was always trying to climb something. And say, bro, but it's no, all jokes aside, it's like.
Scaffolder.
Just,
I must say scaffolding.
That's going to be the thumbnail.
You fell off scaffolding.
You know the teacher in school that was meant to be a PE teacher? So he's teaching math with assets on. So that was him. So any time, it's like he would hang around the changing room, not like that, but like trying to, like he'll be there before the PE teacher's there, like, oh, boys, you know, if you, we're playing football today, if it's me, boys.
Do you lot think you can get any of your teachers on this show?
Yeah.
Like, can someone bring one teacher?
Yeah.
I could. You don't want him here, though.
What, so your PE teacher, the Australian PE teacher, wasn't even a PE teacher?
Yeah, he was a maths teacher, bro. It's just Stuart.
That's North West, though.
He'll just pull up.
I know that man there, he teaches maths like, there's three footballs here. If I take away two, how many you got?
If I've got a back four, and one of them goes into the midfield, what is X?
Man doing three, four takeaway one. Luke got back four. One steps into the midfield, how many have I got?
I saw my PE teacher selling CDs outside of Coco, you know.
He said what?
I saw my PE teacher selling CDs outside of Coco like 2 years ago.
You know what I had? I had the, what's the guy that walks up and down the exam?
The moderator.
I had him pick me up in a cab and he denied himself.
Oh, do you know what? My teacher worked with me in Debenhams for a bit still.
What? He got sacked.
I forgot about that.
He got sacked.
Well, he said redundant.
You're a respectful guy for rating him still, you know. Did you call him sir in that still?
What?
You did, didn't
it? No.
You called him Tim?
The minute I saw her, now it was a woman.
Oh, it was a woman.
Well, go on Dawn, man.
You didn't even see Miss.
Nah, man.
You got to call them Miss.
The closest thing I can say to that, the closest thing I say to seeing a teacher is, when I was on a date, and Joe, someone, I see a prison officer.
Joe, I knew.
Someone was like, Osborne. I was like, huh?
Joe.
You know my surname? It's my girl now. So I was on a date, she's like.
Your girl's up?
No, my girl now. I was on a date with her, my first date with her.
That's a bad job right now. For your woman.
And she was like, yeah, how does he know your surname? And I was looking back at him. And they got up and left the restaurant and they went to another restaurant. Well, we went to another restaurant and they were there.
My teacher became a dancer for Ministry of Sound.
Is it? Well, like stripper?
She was in the cover.
What subjects did she teach?
Geography.
That's all right though.
Crowd, we say all that to say that Andrew's the worst manager this season.
Yeah, probably.
Worst player of the season, boys.
No, there's a name there. I want to talk about him.
Yeah. No, wait, let him land. Let him land.
Worst player of the season.
Let him land. Say it.
Kyle Walker.
Mm.
Manuel Akanji. Pedro Porro.
Mm. That's what I want to talk about.
Rasmus Højlund.
Really? For a second.
Hey. Pedro Porro?
Yeah, for a second.
What?
Let me land.
Yeah, go on.
For every player there, like Akanji's been bad. When the camera goes on Akanji, he knows he's done wrong. When they put the camera on Porro, he's smiling every time, and he's on the floor. He's on the floor, and then the camera will go on him. It's like, we're gonna go to Pedro Porro. The producers are saying like, we want to see the pain on his face. Man, just on the floor, like,
bro. Listen,
man.
Trossard busts his ankles.
And he's just smiling.
Rashford megged him up. He's always breakdancing. All he can do is swing a ball in.
Nah, but you know what Akanji, Akanji's trying to do? When he gets bagged, he just does maths. I see him just do this.
He's doing maths though. He's 2 plus 2 is 4.
He tried to do maths on the ball.
Come like my man's maths teacher.
See my man doing equations. My man gets bagged up and says, you know what? What's 20,000 million times 2?
Makes him feel better about himself.
What is that?
20,000 million times 2
is
40,000 million.
All right, boys, Kai Havertz.
You know what? Yeah, he's, yeah, we got to speak about him.
Who?
Kai Havertz.
Yeah, good.
He's been bad.
I'm going to give you your flowers.
But
you was the first to call him the worst.
We're going
to
talk about him, but someone for us has been worse than him. But we're going to talk about Kai for a second.
What?
Is he Norwegian?
No.
Nah.
Don't worry.
But we'll talk about Kai. Do you know what it is, yeah? The reason I got to give them my bad is I sat here. Do you know what it is? They put me in a duo with Billy. So when you're with Billy, you just think you know ball. Like, you're just saying everything. Because he's young.
I know that.
It's the old school nines. You ain't seen them. Like, I'm saying all kind of. And I said, because it was before the City match. I said, we're going to beat City. Like, I heard the music, the violins in my brain. Like, and he's like, nah.
Again, and I think we are going to do a show where we bring back some of the worst takes, best takes. We're going to run it back. But I definitely remember when you lot signed Kai Havertz, me telling you,
it's dead.
And no, I was saying, on it. I liked
and
it.
And you lot said you could play him up top. I'm saying he's not a striker.
No, Lippy hated it.
I rated
Lippy
it.
I was the only one.
He hated it. He who shall not be named. Yeah? We was arguing for weeks.
Yeah, I think I remember
about
that.
My man. Like, a goal will go in. My man's in the group chat. Oh, that's Havertz's fault. I'm thinking, bro, will you... What, the guy that just missed seven chances? Yeah, it is his fault, you prick. You understand? So it's like...
What are you saying? The goal's his fault that you scored?
No, we conceded. It was the one match in particular, Fulham at home. Do you remember that match? Do you remember that match? When I think we drew, was it 2-2?
Yeah.
Havertz, and it was one of his first couple games, innit? He was Bambi on ice for his first...
Yeah.
8 games in the league. Couldn't do anything.
He got 007. He got 007. He definitely did.
In the you know, certain man would do the 007 thing. Oh, they done a mad dribble there in the corner. They'd, oh, that shot, he hit the post. Right. My man weren't on nut. It was looking like the worst signing ever, bro.
Do we definitely think that he can't play in that Xhaka role?
No way. No way, man. He's always on the floor, man.
So wait, Lippy, who did you have that's worse than him?
Martinelli.
Ooh.
I think Martinelli's been
I tried to tell
I
you
think he's been bad. And maybe no, do you know what it is? Maybe we could give him the excuse that he's picked up an injury. But that might be the reason why he's been terrible.
I think his runs do.
I've
a lot
got
more
so much guys that are in front of these guys.
I think Martinelli, I think like
what,
obviously,
for us.
I think
or just in the league.
In the league.
His off the ball runs, yeah, do a lot for Arsenal. You lot don't see it. He does a lot. It pulls people out
you
of
know
positions.
What it is? Before,
and
yeah,
I watch
we
it,
could
man.
Play him just as like a wide forward, innit? Just run, yeah? Because Xhaka's gone, Zinchenko, a couple of things are different now. He doesn't get to just wait on the last man. He has to be wide on the touchline, isolated with a fullback. That's the worst part of his game. But he has to do that every time he gets the ball now.
Think more, though. Think deeper. Because there's been players that you've been throwing out from day one and they've had a season
I know who's
and look
been,
bad.
I just wanted to
I'm just
speak
saying,
about my
from
own
From an Arsenal perspective,
first.
Bad. But Rashford, Caleb. Terrible. Sancho, terrible. These are come on, bro.
Rashford and Hoyland. What say
Let's
you?
Talk about them two.
I think out of them two,
who's been worse out of the two?
Hoyland.
Yes.
Hoyland's
Xerxes.
I think last season there was a lot of talk about him not getting service, and I think
that's cap.
Can I speak? I think last season there was a lot of talk about him not getting service and people not making chances for him and all this stuff.
Balloons, I would have.
And I think this season we're starting to see that no matter what, this guy cannot play, bro. He is like twerking on all the defenders, and then like even he's not in the right place when the ball's in the box. He's like missing. Like I think Hoyland
twerking for no reason.
He's
well.
Bro.
Because sometimes like Lacazette was twerking
for a reason,
for
bro.
A reason
and a purpose.
I don't get what we're doing here, men twerking.
No, you know what I mean.
No, as I said about Steve-O, when a striker just twerked on you, did you think this is an easy day?
Because all we're establishing right now is if you're a striker, you twerk, and if you're a centre-back, you get twerked on. What position did you play again, Paul?
Oh.
Oh, it was grabbing the wall.
Centre-back. Oh, I was trying to find a secondary position quickly.
I was grabbing
six.
The corner flag.
I was a six. That,
man.
Hey, you know, I thought you were asking me the question, didn't I was going to say 10.
Nah, go on, Steve-O. As a centre-back, the striker that twerks on you. Easy day, right?
If they want to get up tight, close to you.
What, are pinners? Our pinners are not always easy days, though.
But I wouldn't let them pin me. I'd have a mat. I would never let them pin me. Never let them feel me. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to chuck right a name.
Back. Why was they behind you? You was the defender.
No, I was them. I was them.
Oh,
Yeah. Pin, that's what you pin. You get your arms around them.
I was them.
Caldwell, man. Caldwell.
Caldwell!
Oh, yeah,
hey,
man.
I seen get pinned by Trossard. Hey, that's mad!
And I liked him. I was rooting for him.
Can I say Ellis has been cussing him from day one? Shout out Ellis. He's been on Caldwell from day one.
And again, I was rooting for him, man. I wanted to see a good left-footed player. He's strong, tenacious.
Yeah. On FM, he's mad.
But it's just, he's trying too hard at the moment.
Chelsea should have accepted, I think, what, Liverpool offered 60-odd mil.
Really?
We sniffed around with 60
mil. I think you dodged
the
bullet.
Yeah. And he was like, hell no.
You done well. I
got a suggestion of someone. He's playing our position.
Who?
Nunes.
Yeah.
He's been City Nunes.
Oh,
yeah,
he's been bad.
He doesn't have a.
I know what I'm saying. He's playing out of position.
Liverpool Nunes.
Man, he won games, bro, man. He wins games.
You know, Nunes has not been bad, like the worst. Son. go back to Tottenham. Ooh. For me, you're talking about a guy that is highly rated, left winger, this, that, and the third. Boom, 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 boom. Left foot, right foot. He has been shocking.
He's been overrated for a while.
Shocking.
But age is real, bro.
Yeah, age is real.
Age is real.
But last season he was good. I remember they played him through the middle, scoring against Arsenal, danger.
You know the decline is like, Steve-O can contest with this as well. When you wake up, one day you got it, and then you wake up, then you ain't.
What? Steve-O?
Why can Steve-O
set him straight, man? Yeah, lost nine.
No, he's not the same player he was. Yeah, like I'm not the same player I was.
I snapped my cruise shirt at 26, so I can't really attest to waking up and...
You're not like me then. I thought me and you were the same.
No.
Because obviously, same scout. Same scout.
Same scout. No, I didn't get scouted by Errol. Oh. I just know Errol. But you are.
Bro, Errol was you, bro.
You was out of the game by 16, wasn't you?
No, I was out of the game by 7.
You was in it. And out of it.
I was out of the game by
7. 8 weeks.
I didn't get scouted at 16. I got scouted at 14 years old, bro.
By 17, you were out of the game.
I was in jail.
Oh.
I guess like that.
Oh, so your decision making's poor.
I could have been Ethan Nwaneri, bro.
Move on.
Me, Jeremy Goss, Chris Sutton.
So you reckon you would have played a Huckabee?
Huckabee.
You never played with Huckabee.
All of that. I would have been there hovering. No.
They're much older, bro.
Huh?
They was much older.
I know I would have been the 17-year-old Ethan Nwaneri in that team.
Loons, you're Kwanzaa.
Steve-O?
I'm not a centre-back, bro.
No, wrong guy. Just the actions.
Hey,
behavior.
Ronald guy. Short, wrong guy.
Okay, I like that.
Wrong guy.
He likes it.
Ronald guy.
So old man jokes.
Old man jokes, yep.
Worst transfers who have flopped? The floppy transfers.
Marino. My bad.
Who's the biggest flop for you?
Definitely Marino.
I reckon the kit man, because you see the new kit man we've got, yeah? You see one thing, I see someone's Premier League badge all hanging off.
For Liverpool?
Yeah. And we got a new kit man, this is a fact.
Kit man's love you.
You said it's Xerxy. I'd swap Moreno for Xerxy.
So would I.
That's how bad, I would literally swap Moreno for Xerxy. Xerxy has something. There's something. Yeah, there's something. As bad as he is, there's something there, innit?
He killed Saliba.
I think he suits systems, though.
And like you said, innit, it's the fact that he's this kind of 9.5, innit? And they're kind of... When you're in a team that United's, the position that you lot are in, that's horrible.
Yeah, you
just need a 9 that's just going to finish up everything, match up the centre-back, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Say he was playing for, like, us, you lot, a team that actually... Teams stand off them. Let him have the ball. He gets to go in them holes. Yeah. And
it'd be nice to see him if he was in a Firmino type situation with like a little with them.
Don't get it twisted. I still think he'd be frustrated, but it'd be nowhere near worst player in the league.
No way.
Marino now, if we made that swap, do you know what you lot would be, bro?
I think Marino helps United.
He's got a long head.
I think Marino helps United. And
he does not help a team in England. Not a team in England, bro.
Do you know up until probably what, maybe 7 games ago, who was having the most worst season ever?
Who?
Phil Foden.
He was.
But
he's picked it up.
So I think he doesn't qualify now. But until 7 games ago,
he was bad.
He was terrible. I can't believe how bad it was.
So what signing that have Man City made this season that's maybe not done well?
The guy from Khabib's country.
Oh, he's been here for like 3 days.
The guy from Khabib.
Gundogan. I like that. Gundogan. The re-signing of Gundogan has been very underwhelming.
Oh yeah, that's been terrible.
You know what? I think everyone has to say my bad to themselves in a way, because I don't think anyone saw this.
I think Palace have to say my bad.
I'm not going to say my bad.
You're not going to say my bad. You thought this would happen.
Name him.
Yeah, I genuinely didn't think it would be successful.
Name him, Lippy.
Eddie Nketiah. I didn't think, when they made a video and they put him in a cab, and in the cab, he saw his cousin on the way to the stadium. I said, nah, he's going to score on his debut. I swear down. They put him in a cab.
They
put him in a whip in South. And he was like, obviously, youths are gassed to see him in that. So he's going, oh, imagine that's my cousin. I thought, that's too much of a South London moment.
No, it's his babysitter.
See?
His babysitter.
You can't see your babysitter.
My brother's a Palace fan, Lou, some guy. He said to me they're paying him in rag 10.
Did you just call your brother some guy?
Yeah, you know what I mean, man. But
rag 10.
They're paying him in rag 10.
What's right 10?
The right, you know,
just
Ram.
Behind it. Like, you see how, like, see how United do it? Like how United do it. So the two behind the striker aren't wired. They kind of just.
Yeah, this in that he's playing the right 10. I'm saying. Like, how you got a poacher?
You can't move Mateta out of that place. You can't move Mateta.
Even though you can't move Mateta, yeah, not to speak on it too much, like, is Nketiah a poacher? Really? I think we do this thing.
I hear you.
We do this thing where if a striker's all-round game isn't great, we just go, oh my gosh, you're a poacher. You're going to finish everything. No, bro.
That Franny Jeffers was a poacher.
He's not an Nketiah. Nketiah's quick. Yeah. Mm. He's
Jermaine Defoe.
He's quick. He's
good feet.
He's
quick.
Yeah. His feet. No, but that's what I'm saying. So it's like, I just think he's small, innit? So in this Prem era, to put him, make him go play against Konate and Van Dijk, he's not even going to get a touch.
Top championship player, or even go to France or one of them countries.
See, he should have gone Marseille. He had an opportunity to go Marseille. He should have gone Marseille. I think he would have killed it.
I think he would have had more chance playing in the Arsenal strikers lineup
than
fighting for them.
Yeah,
because Mateta is just doing that to him. Yeah. Like, bro, he ain't playing.
Remember where he almost went first?
Go on.
I swear he almost went Forest.
Yes.
He almost went Forest, bro. That.
He weren't
rating.
And he turned
his nose up and that.
Chris Wood and
Forest
Chris
are, Wood. No, but brother, Forest are
crazy
race for top four, bro.
Yeah, but Chris Wood would have.
Do you know what? That would have been a slap in the face to Arsenal. You know, Eddie's gone and he still finds Champions League football.
Not necessarily because
not a slap. But
I don't think Forest get there where they are if they had Eddie and Ketia leading the line and not Chris Wood.
Nah, but he might have just been there as he wouldn't have been a wide 10, he'd be an actual wide man causing problems. He'd just be a runner.
Boys, I got to throw a name into the hat.
Go on.
Nicholas Fulkrug. He ain't played enough for me to know his name, but I'll be honest with you. But I remember when he first came, I really thought he was a good signing. I thought he'd done all right when he'd come off the bench in the Euros. He'd done well every time I'd seen him in Champions League or for Dortmund. So I thought it was a good sign, even though it was 31. Mm. And I'd have rather spent an extra 10 mil or 7 mil and got the Villa guy.
John Duran.
I'd rather have got him.
He was going, yeah. He was going.
Was he going for an extra 7 mil?
He wanted, yeah, he was in the live like that.
Fuming.
That's why they don't start him.
What?
Yeah, that's why they kind of always look to kind of move him on.
Then he scored against West Ham.
But yeah, Nicholas, tooth missing, got gap like me.
Do you know how much you paid for him?
I want to say 27, but I might be wrong.
Nah, not that much.
No, I might be wrong.
When are West Ham, Steve-O, going to sign a striker that doesn't get mugged off by Antonio, basically?
We've just got Evan Ferguson.
Ooh. Oh, is that confirmed?
Oh, yeah, you did on loan. But
smells like Andy Carroll, man.
No, it doesn't smell like that, but he definitely hasn't been fit enough. But when he was playing, he was
dangerous.
He was dangerous.
And Graham Potter knows him as well. Yeah. So it's like, it's nice to have
Paul Krug, man. 15 mil,
yeah, okay.
That's not terrible, bro.
No, one sec. What's that say there?
12.
27.
But you know what it is? Why That's are not even not terrible. Trying to, it's like, don't you think football's weird? Like, you lot are like Arsenal. It's like you refuse to get a proper nine.
No, we haven't. No, that's wrong, Lips, because we had the guy that was
Hallé.
Smacker. We had Hallé. Smacker. One sec. Hallé was killing it in Germany. Got him. We had
Holland even.
We had the guy, Germany. Yeah, we had the guy that, Scamacca.
Italian boy.
Killing it. I thought he was going to, I told you.
He's gone back to Italy, he's doing well.
These guys that we've identified have all gone on after and done
and
amazing.
Did
yeah, but out of England.
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
Not, I just think, yeah. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? And they should see. They're on the training pitches every day. Fair enough, they might not watch as much foreign football as us, but I don't think that's a good enough excuse. I think when you see a player is a certain way, you should see how they're going to fit. Another example, Jadon Sancho, United. He was doing wicked at Dortmund. But it was a completely different environment, club-wise, league-wise,
Lips.
His status in the club.
Lips, I'm sorry, bruv. Yeah. Them two are this name there, and I'm trying to think there's another one that wasn't.
You had a couple, because who's the other one you had? Was it Simone Zaza or something?
Jesus Christ.
You've gone back there.
You should learn off this.
No, but
these guys did not do well.
Hallé
was unbelievable, bro. It was just management. What you got to argue is, it's the bad managers we had. It's the bad managers over the years that we've had that ain't playing these players. They're not playing them. Like we've got a kid now, a midfielder, Brazilian.
Guillermo, the right winger.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my God, he's crazy.
Why haven't we played him? We've only just started playing him now. Potter's come.
Like,
he should have been playing early on. I know he had a few injuries and whatnot.
It's scary for a manager, though.
Put him in. You sign him, put him in.
But that's a Potter baller, though, you know? That's a Potter baller. Like, he would not get the best out of him.
You had Antonio here. He said that he wasn't suited for the team, how Moyes played. You know what I mean? So that's a foul.
And do you know what? I credit West Ham because where Lippi's saying it's like Arsenal, it's not like Arsenal. West Ham actually make an attempt and
strikers.
They put their money where their mouth is. They got a gold tooth. Arsenal will need a striker and we'll go and sign a fullback. Yeah. So it's not the same thing.
But you see what I'd say about West Ham, yeah? You lot have got a, as the club, you're not at Arsenal. So it's, I think it's more difficult for Arsenal because you've got to find a guy that could potentially get you 20, 30. That's what Arsenal need, innit? West Ham need to find a guy that potentially can get them 10, 15. So they should really...
both are difficult. They have their difficulties. They're still West Ham. They still need to attract the player.
It's harder for you lot to find the player. They should just go down and buy the top, the youngest top goal scorer in the championship.
Nah.
Because that was Gokoris before.
No, but
Luz. So that one that's at Sporting Lisbon, that was him.
But it's not... And where did he go?
Sporting Lisbon.
He didn't go Prem.
Yep. Because no one went for him.
It's they will buy a man that's scoring 10 to 15 in Italy for the guy, like, what's his name? Scamacca did it for, who's that green team?
Sassuolo.
Yeah, how's that called him? Sao Paulo, you know. But Sassuolo.
But for him to score 15, I think it was a bit more for that team, shows you, okay, this guy, he knows where the back of the net is. That is the sort of pedigree. Look, that's the sort of pedigree. You don't want to go and sign a player that's used to having a top team, that's used to having all the possession. We needed someone that was used to not having the possession, and when the ball comes to him, he can finish a chance. It didn't work out in the end. Haller as well, though. Haller was unbelievable.
Frankfurt.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. And then he's left us. He's gone Dortmund, and he's done Ajax.
He went Ajax. And
he smashed it.
Ajax and won Afcon. The only problem with these strikers that you're signing, they're target men from slower leagues, which I always think to myself is a bit of a risk because for the ball to get from back to front, it takes about 20 minutes. In England, in 20 seconds, it's there. Yeah. So,
well, you should adapt. But they didn't get given the chance to adapt. They didn't play 10 games in a row. I can't say they played 10 games in a row.
I don't think we're going to agree on one transfer flop here.
Rasmus Højlund. It's not even him, is it?
I don't think we're all going to agree on one transfer flop. So everyone's going to keep their opinions to themselves. And we'll just ask the crowd.
Mm. I don't really care what the crowd
Marino.
Says.
Yeah, Marino.
Because the way they've been chatting to me sometimes, like, So crowd, whatever you say, me personally, I don't care, innit?
They're chatting to you crazy as well?
I just think they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
they're here to just watch and observe. They can't talk.
Observe.
Do you know what the crowd are here to do? Exactly what Steve-O done to me at the start. He said something about future. I'm like, what? That's all they do. Just wind up, man.
Well, I like this point. Without crushing them, though, they've supported us for a lot of years. And let's call them out too, though. Two things can be right. You know what I mean?
Do you know what? Crowd. I think pretty soon, we pick one person from the crowd.
Yeah, man.
They sit here.
Oh, mate.
And
that's what we should do. And they would flop.
Calm down, man.
This guy's going to bring knuckle dust to the...
Trust me. Get them in there. 100%.
Crowd member.
Let us know your worst transfer flop.
And don't DM me to ask me. I ain't got no powers, man.
You DM back, though. Stop DMing
plans
back.
My plans aren't. They're not safe for YouTube.
You're going to sit on my side. You're going to sit on my side, crowd.
Yes.
Yeah? Because Lippi and Steve, I don't know what they're doing. All right, everyone give one message to the crowd. Start with Poet.
Arsenal disappointed me, man. Take care.
Loons.
Remember who told you about Grav.
Jesus Christ. Lippi.
See you later.
Steve-O.
Take my hot takes serious because they always end up right.
And Caleb?
Chew your food, kids, man. My granny just turned 100. Key to life, chew your food.
True.
I like that.
Like, comment, subscribe.